Good morning, everyone. Pretty small crowd here, so hopefully, we can keep it as engaged as possible. So first of all, a warm welcome to this session on Microsoft Social Engagement. And hopefully, you've been having a fantastic week here in Atlanta. So I'll try to leave it on a high note and make it as exciting as possible, this session. So my name is Kishore Mantravadi. I'm on the Dynamics CRM product engineering team with Microsoft. I've been with the product for about 4 years now, all the time with social engagement. So been with the products for the last couple of years when we've been seeing a lot of momentum that we've been gaining with the product. Before I get started, I just want to get a quick show of hands of how many of you have actually used or seen or heard about the social engagement product? Just a couple of you. Okay, so I'll definitely spend some time familiarizing with the product, what it does. So broadly for this session, what I have planned is to just start with an overview of what the product does, what are its key capabilities, and what kind of use case and scenarios it addresses. And then we're going to spend some time on some of the new features that we have recently released for the product and talk about some of the intelligence stuff that we're doing. I know one of the key themes for this Ignite conference being AI and intelligence, so we'll definitely focus on some of the features, some of the work that we're doing in that area. And then I'll go through a demo, walk you through the product capabilities, walk through some of the scenarios that the product enables. And finally, close it out with some roadmap in terms of where we are going with the product, what are the next set of features that we're working on, and what's the overall direction for the product going forward as well. So broadly broken into those three sections is what I want to do in this session. I would definitely like to keep it very interactive. It's a very small crowd, so if you have any questions, just raise your hand or just ask me as we go along. We don't have to wait till the end of the session for Q&A. We can keep it really interactive so that I can keep it as relevant and as useful for you as possible, right? So with that, let me get started. Just giving you a quick overview of what the product is about. So Microsoft Social Engagement, so social obviously is becoming a increasingly important platform for not only sharing your personal information, but also a channel on which customers are increasingly interacting with companies, either by mentioning products or services or just talking about your brands, talking about you as an organization. There's a lot of those conversations that are happening on social media, and increasingly there's an expectation that organizations also engage and interact with customers. So if a customer has a problem with product, now there's a good likelihood that they're going to actually go to Twitter and start bitching about it or talking about it. So and then they do expect the organizations to be able to listen in and start engaging. So organizations are looking for tools for how do we actually engage with our customers on the social media. How do we do it in a collaborative way, in a way that's organized, in a way where we are being seen as effective and efficient, and also how do we manage our brand reputation? How do we ensure that customers are happy on when they actually reach out to us through social media? So that is where social engagement comes in. Microsoft Social Engagement comes in to really help those organizations get on social media, and start engaging in those conversations on social media, and start really interacting with customers on social media. So depending on which the social strategy for the organization and what kind of maturity curve they are, at what point in the maturity they are in the social media strategy, you would want to first start to begin with to listen to those conversations. So one of the first things that we do is enable our customers listening to those conversations on social media. So what we do is enable you to actually tap into all the discussions that are happening on several social media sources, starting with Twitter. So we have access to the full Twitter firehose, so you can we have access to every single tweet that gets tweeted on Twitter. We have access to Facebook. We can listen to Facebook pages. So if you as an organization have a page, corporate page, facebook.com/Microsoft, every post, every comment, every like that's happening on that page, we can grab that information as well. We can do the same with Instagram, YouTube. Blogs, we listen to a wide variety of blogs from WordPress.com to Blogger.com to Tumblr and so on. We also have access to a lot of discussion forums, primarily through BoardReader, Discuss, Reddit, all these kinds of forums, we can listen to those as well. So any conversation happening there regarding your products or brands, we can listen to those. We also have a news syndication. We work with a news data provider. So anytime a mention in the press around your product or brand happens, we're able to grab that article and pull that in as well. So a number of ways by which you can listen into conversations on the social media from on various different channels. And we're continuously adding more and more channels to this list. One of the last things there is the RSS feed. This enables you to actually listen to any custom source. So depending on your organization's need, you can listen to a specific source. Maybe it's just your own website, which has got a community forum. You want to listen to conversations happening there. If you can get an RSS feed out of that, we can listen to that as well. We listen to multiple languages, so about 20 languages. Again, we keep adding more and more languages, but a lot of the European languages and Asian languages are covered in that list. So we can identify those languages and listen to specifically a given language. We also have alerts, a very sophisticated alert system where things tend to go viral on social media. Suddenly things start picking up steam, so you want to be notified when that happens. So you may not be logged into the system, but you want to be notified. So you can set up those kinds of alerts whenever there's a sudden change in sentiment or a sudden spike in volume. You want to be notified about that. And the whole setup is very, very simple. It's very easy to set up to start listening to any specific topic that you're interested in. It could be a product or a brand. It could be a competitor. It could be a specific marketing campaign that you might be running. So you can set up a topic for that to listen to what people are saying about that product or brand or campaign and so on. And we'll take a look at how we can do that. It's pretty straightforward to do that. So that's the listening part. So you start now, listening into these channels. You start really, getting some data from these channels in terms of what people are saying about your products and brands. So what do you do next? You want to, start getting some intelligence out of it. So what happens is, especially if your brand or product or the topic that you're listening to is very popular, there can be up to 1 million posts coming in, or 10,000 posts per day or per month. So that's a lot of data for you to really digest. So we're talking about big data here. So one of the key here is to be able to figure out as to what is the thing that's important to me. People talk about all sorts of things, so you need to figure out what is the thing that I should be paying attention to. What is the thing that I should be listening to? And that's where the intelligence part comes in, where we actually start looking at the data and really providing interactive and powerful analytics on top of it, so that you can really understand what's the sentiment, what do people generally feel about my product or my brand, what are the top things, what are the top of mind, what are the top topics that people are talking about, what are the trending topics, that people are talking about. So all that kind of intelligence, you can get from that to really understand where your customers are talking, what they're talking about, what's on top of their mind from social media. One of the things that we do uniquely is sentiment. So this is something that is slightly different from how we do how some of our competitors do it. We use Azure machine learning to do our sentiment, and what that helps us do is it makes it adaptive. So what that means is you can train our sentiment model, so it can learn specifically from your feedback. So you can provide feedback for your industry or for your specific customer situation. You can actually start annotating posts, and then it starts learning from it. So it becomes very, very increasingly accurate in understanding the terminology that that applies to your customer industry. For example, if you are a gaming customer, and if you have a Halo 4 kind of a game, so violence and kill, blood might actually be a neutral sentiment or maybe even good, right, positive sentiment. So it depends. So again, another example I give is default. Default means something in financial industry, something else in software industry, right? So again, the terminology is different, and the sentiment might actually it might mean something else. So you can actually adapt our sentiment to teach it, saying that if you're a financial customer, default actually might be negative. So you want to learn from that. So those are the kinds of things you can do with the sentiment, very adaptive. And then we also do more intelligence beyond sentiment. We also have introduced a new feature where we can identify the intent of the post. So a given tweet or a Facebook post, we can understand what the intent is. Is somebody looking for information? Is there a purchase intent in there? Somebody's looking to buy something, right? So those are the kinds of intents we can automatically detect. And what makes it, again, very interesting is that since we use machine learning, we can, again, adapt and learn. So you can train the model to start learning specific signals in your social media, so that next time a post comes in that has that kind of an intent, you can automatically detect that and identify it. So again, using machine learning to really understand what people are saying, what people feel on social media about any specific topic that you have. So again, a lot of intelligence coming in, and we'll focus, show you in the demo how the intent analysis actually works. It's pretty interesting. So that's the intelligence part of it. So once you have the intelligence and you have a better understanding of what's important to your customers, what they feel about you, what they where they're having these discussions, what they're talking about. Next thing you want to really do is start really engaging with them. How do you start, you know, really start having the conversations, participating in those conversations on social media? So that's where the engagement comes in, where we have a broad set of capabilities where you can reply, retweet, like, comment, do all those, take all those kind of actions right from within the product. So, and across different channels, across Facebook and Twitter, one single place where you can go to start engaging with customers on social media. So here is where we have a set of capabilities which also enable team collaboration. So you can have a set of people who are actually looking at social posts coming in real time, and they can actually start, you know, responding and interacting with customers in real time. So we have some capabilities around team collaboration where you can, as a tweet comes in, you can assign it to somebody in your organization. Hey, you need to look at this and respond back to this customer. Or you can track the status in terms of, you know, this tweet needs a review, and it goes through a resolution process, and it gets closed. So you can actually have that kind of a business process in there as well. So a lot of capabilities around engagement in terms of you know, being able to really participate in those conversations on social media. And then finally, we have a set of capabilities around social CRM. So as I mentioned, we are part of the larger Dynamics CRM team, and for us, it's very important that social be available to everybody who's on the front lines of your organization. These are people who are interacting with your customers on a day-to-day basis. So this would be your salespeople, your marketing people, and your service support people who are talking to customers every day. We want them to have access to social as a channel, not just interacting via phone or email. You want to be, you know, have these folks really be plugged into social and interacting on social. So a set of features that we are building, a deep integration to our CRM, so that all the sales, service, and marketing folks can have access to this tool right from within their CRM application so that they can interact and engage on social media. So a couple of features that we are doing here is ability to link posts to CRM. So as a tweet comes in, a salesperson can actually generate a lead in CRM from that tweet or from that Facebook post. We can also embed social insights. We can put sentiment charts or most recent posts or the trending posts. That kind of information, we can embed that within CRM on your dashboards in CRM, so that a sales or a marketing person who logs into CRM, who's running a campaign, for example, a marketing manager, they can have a dashboard for that campaign, which also includes how the campaign is being perceived on the social media, right? You can see, are people reacting positively to my campaign, my promotion that I'm running right now? What kind of buzz is it generating on the social media? Are people talking about it? So those are the kinds of things that you can get, and right within CRM you can get that. So those are some of the scenarios that we enable from a sales, marketing, and service perspective to be able to, you know, engage customers from a sales or marketing or a service point of view. So that's the broad kind of landscape. Sorry, go ahead. Yes, they are. So the question is, not are there any of the posts linked to contacts or leads? So when you actually take a post and link it to your CRM, we automatically create a lead in CRM, and the post actually gets linked to that lead. And or even, for example, you can link it to a case in CRM if it happens to be somebody, you know, asking for information or help. We create a case, and we also create a contact in CRM along with it if it doesn't already exist. And then you can you can track through the life cycle. So as the case gets goes through the resolution process, you can always go back to the post in our tool and look at what the state of the case associated with that is. So we maintain that link, and you can, you know, watch it as it goes through the process. And when the case actually gets closed, you can reply back through it, through Twitter, to the customer saying that, hey, you know, we fixed the problem that you've been having. You know, can you confirm it's fixed? You know, can you fill out this survey, right? So things like that. Right. So, yeah, I mean, that's a great question, actually. So, I mean, if there's further tweets or further conversations that happen on the same tweet, do we track that? Yes, we have a conversations view where we have the full conversation for a given tweet. Or as new tweets come in, we can also automatically generate leads. So we have an automation mechanism as well where you can automatically generate that and associate that to the same case, or, you know, associate to a given lead in CRM. So that automation, we can do it. And as the tweets are coming in, you can actually route them to CRM and create leads and contacts and so on. So I can quickly show you in the demo how we actually do that, right? So great. So that's the kind of the broad footprint in terms of what the tool does. You know, listen, get intelligence out of it, engage, and also, you know, integrate with CRM for your CRM processes. So with that, let me just quickly jump into where we are with the product today. So We have been in the market for about 2.5 years now, and we've been getting a lot of momentum in terms of the number of customers we're gaining. We have about 3,500 active customers who are using the product today, and we keep adding more and more. We are a pure cloud service, a SaaS service, so we are fully built on the Azure cloud, so on the Azure stack. We are available both as a standalone as well as through Microsoft Dynamics CRM. So if you have a customer who has bought a Microsoft Dynamics CRM online subscription, they would also have this as part of their subscription, or you can get it standalone as well. Built for scale, built for large enterprise kind of scenarios. We are able to process very high volume of posts. Social, by its very nature, is that there could be a lot of volume of data that's coming in, and we have a very scalable architecture where we can really consume these kinds of posts. In fact, one of the customers that you see there, Real Madrid, which is a soccer club, they have 450 million fans around the world who are tweeting and talking on social media all the time, and we are able to actually grab all those tweets regarding those. Their fans and process that as well. So those are some of the customers, and there's a wide variety of use cases that we have, scenarios that we have for some of these customers. As I mentioned, Real Madrid, for example, uses social engagement to segment their audience. They want to find out, they can't really engage with every fan that they have. 450 million is too much. So they actually use this tool to segment their audience, to understand who are fans of a given player, who are following a specific soccer match, who is following a specific championship. So they're able to segment their audience and slice and dice and use that information. And all that is based on social media, what people talk about. If somebody's talking a lot about, say, one of their players, Ronaldo, then they kind of use that information to tag that person as, hey, this person could be a Ronaldo fan, right? So, and then they use that information to do targeted emails. So they, in fact, had a recent promotion where they were advertising the new shoes that Ronaldo was wearing. So they could actually get the list of all the fans from social media who are the Ronaldo fans and send them a targeted email saying that, hey, have you seen your fan is wearing, your player, your favorite player is wearing these new shoes, and here's where you can get some more information about it. Right, so those are the kinds of scenarios that get enabled. We have Metro Bank, which is a financial up-and-coming new bank in UK, and they use social engagement to actually keep track of their competition and keep track of their sentiment on social medias. Because they're one of the newer banks, they want to see if they can actually get some customers from existing banks. Anybody who's not happy, identify those and see if they can bring them in as well. Metro Bank, actually not that much, compared to Real Madrid. I don't know the exact numbers, but they definitely don't have the same level of volume. Real Madrid has, I believe, about 3 million posts per month, I think 2 to 3 million posts per month is what they're looking at. Metro Bank would be far lesser than that, I think. We're talking probably about tens of thousands or 100,000 posts per month. So not a whole lot. So it varies widely between different customers, we can go up and down. There's in the product we have a quota mechanism, so you can actually set the define how much quota of posts you need, and based on that you can bring in more posts or less posts. And also it also depends on how you define your search queries as well. So you can have a pretty large brand like Microsoft, but you may create a very specific query for Microsoft saying that I'm only interested in any mention of Microsoft relating to Ignite, right? Then your volume just goes down. So that's the quick view in terms of where the product is today and some of our customers. We also have internally some of the teams within Microsoft using this product as well, we're just keep on adding more and more customers. I will talk a little bit more about Rigi, which is one of our recently signed customers who are using social engagement to monitor the tourism. So they're a train in Switzerland. So we'll talk about that a little bit. With that, let me just just frame this next section on terms of how we're investing in this product. So there are four strategic pillars in terms of how we frame the investments that we're making for social engagement, what we've been working on, and also what we're going to be working on from a roadmap, from a future perspective. So one of the first pillars is the intelligence and automation piece. So this is heavily, this is something that we really want to invest in to differentiate, not only differentiate, but also bring in a lot more automation to the whole social process. So as you've seen, we have the sentiment, adaptive sentiment, we have the intention analysis, so we're going to be investing a lot more into how do we take this big data of coming in from social and you know, gather intelligence out of it? How do we actually find out what's most important to you? So that's the kind of investment that we want to be putting in. So a lot of intelligence and automation focus. The second investment pillar for us is the omnichannel immersive. So for us, being part of the larger Microsoft organization, also being part of the Dynamics CRM, embedding social across different products and across different scenarios is very, very key for us. So we think about as many channels as possible for to be able to provide information from, and also provide immersive experiences from within CRM, for example. So as you are a CRM user, how can we immerse you into social as well? Instead of having to go to a separate tool to get social information, how can you get it from within your CRM product, or right from within your even Power BI, for example? So different places from where you can actually get social information. So a lot of immersive scenarios are very, very key to us. Access is another thing which is a very important aspect of our overall vision of social for everyone, as we call it as democratization of AI or democratization of social. We want everybody to have access to social data, which means not only making this product available very easily through different subscriptions, different channels, different licensing mechanisms, but also making this data available very easily to other products and even our ISVs and integrators who want to actually take this social information and embed that in their own applications. So how do we make that very easy? So that's an important investment pillar for us. And lastly, of course, the one Microsoft story, which is how do we work with the rest of the Microsoft, and how do we ensure that any application or any scenario that requires social, how do we embed into that, and how do we make that possible?
The access piece, you were just mentioning the data, making it accessible to others.
Sure.
So I'm Real Madrid, right?
Yeah. No. So when I say social data accessible, so any social data that comes through your solution. So if you, for example, if you as a customer you want to get social data embedded within some application that you're building, maybe a marketing application that you're building or any other application that you're doing in-house, you can use social, this tool to actually be your conduit, your pipeline to get access to social information and then get that enriched data and push it into your marketing application. So that's what I mean by not making it accessible. It's not cross-customer data. Yeah. So that's the broad framework in terms of the four pillars that we're investing. So with that, I just want to quickly walk through what are the things that we have done in the last couple of months in terms of the new features that we have done. So on the intelligence and automation side, one of the big features that we worked on is the intentions and tags feature. So this is where you can actually, we can detect the intent of a tweet or a Facebook post. So as the posts are coming in, we can look at the text, we can analyze the text, and based on the words that are used, our machine learning can actually automatically detect an intent. So out of the box, we detect about four intent right now. We can detect a purchase intent, we can detect a complaint, we can detect support, and we can detect information requests. So anybody's looking for information or anybody's looking for help, purchase, so those are kind of intents we detect. And that easily translates to your CRM workflows as well. So purchase can become a lead, support, information can become a case, for example. So that's how it's mapped out. But we also have the ability to tag posts. So you can actually put your own tags on posts, and we can actually learn from those tags. So it's all customizable, it's adaptive, it learns from the feedback that you provide. So it's very highly automatable and customizable and trainable as well. Then we have the sentiment languages. We continue to add more sentiment languages. We do native sentiment, which means that we have a model for each sentiment language. So we do it in the native language for higher accuracy. We support sentiment in most of the European languages, but we're adding also additional sentiment languages for Arabic, Chinese, and Japanese. And then we also have a bunch of automation features that we've recently launched. How do we just talked about how do we make the social data accessible to other applications. So we have an automation capability that we've introduced where as the posts are coming in from Twitter or Facebook, you can actually set up rules saying that if the post meets certain rules, automatically take some action on it, either create a lead or create a case in CRM, or just stream it to Event Hubs. So Event Hubs is an Azure service where you can stream this data in real time, and you can build event listeners or applications on the other side, which can take this data and then do further analysis or integrate with data from other sources, and you can build all sorts of integration applications. So those are the two features which really enable you to automate the whole end-to-end really, take the intelligence that's coming in as well, leverage that to really focus on the posts that are most important to you. Then on the omnichannel immersive side, we are adding more channels. Adding more access to more and more channels is very important. So we've introduced forums, we've added Instagram, and additional blogs as well. Yeah, and then we're also going to be doing additional sources. Reddit is something that's coming up as well. And also we're looking at adding Discus. We're already also in discussions with LinkedIn. Now that LinkedIn is going to be part of Microsoft, it's going to be an important integration point for us as well. So we're going to be looking at some additional unique scenarios that we can enable with LinkedIn too. So that's going to be coming in as well. Then we have the ability to share posts. So we want to be able to cross-pollinate information, right? So if you get a tweet, you may want to just share the tweet on your Facebook or your other channels, or if you get a blog post that you want to share on your Twitter and Facebook channels, you can cross-pollinate. So the sharing of post feature enables you to actually go across different channels and move information between different channels as well. And then we have a couple of additional features around public to private. This is a very important feature in terms of taking a public conversation private. So somebody is talking about, hey, I'm having a real trouble with my credit card, for example, and you don't want to start, having the conversation around, can I, get your last four digits or some personal information if you want to get that. You don't want to be doing it in the public domain. So you can actually take that conversation private and start a private conversation from that and then have that discussion with the customer to be able to, resolve their issues. Twitter replies is another feature that we're adding as a part of our larger vision to provide a very beautiful conversations view, where you can see every thread, every piece of conversation that's happening on a given thread. So we want to build the conversations view, and we're starting with providing Twitter replies to be able to do that. So that's the omnichannel and immersive part of it. So on the access side, we've added a link to CRM. Now it's available for our pro license as well. And going forward with Dynamics 365, it'll be available for all our Dynamics 365 customers as well. So it's going to be broadly available to everybody. We're not restricting in terms of features. Also, in fact, one of the things that we are looking at doing with Dynamics 365 is to make all the features and functionality of social engagement available to all our customers. So that's a key piece of just making the whole tool and functions accessible to all our customers. On the social data access, we just talked about that. So making data coming in from social media easily accessible for our customers. So we do it by giving them access to it by Azure Event Hubs. So that's another feature that I'll be demoing as well, so you can see how we actually can do that. So I can't comment on a specific timeline, because one of the things that we have about LinkedIn is that we can't really execute much without the deal actually closing, which is expected to close by the end of the year. So you can start really getting a timeline. I believe sometime in the January timeframe, we might be able to come up with a really more concrete timeline as to when the integration features will start lighting up. So until then, we can't really commit to it before the deal closes. Great. So that's the access piece of it. And finally, on the one Microsoft side, we also added integration with CRM, integrations interactive service hub. So this is the new application that CRM has launched, where specifically targeted for service kind of scenarios, for service representatives, a single view where they can interact across different channels with their customers, handle cases and support requests. So we've integrated social engagement into Interactive Service Hub as well, so that you can actually open cases that have been created from social media in your Interactive Service Hub. And then we also have integration with Office 365 groups. This has been there for almost a year now, and we have added some additional capabilities in there. But again, this helps you have that group collaboration for engagement purposes. And then finally, we have the link to CRM and Azure Event Hubs. We talked about that. So link to CRM is an ongoing improvement we're making. So it's actually, we've made some really good performance improvements here. So it's really fast now. So that's the one Microsoft. So with that, I just want to spend some time on the demo and walk through the product itself. And since some of you are not that familiar with SMSE, maybe I'll start with just a quick overview. So let me just refresh the screen. So this is Microsoft Social Engagement. So once you log in, the first thing that you see is a dashboard, which gives you a quick view into what's happening on the social media around the topics of that you have configured. So what we're looking at here is right now what's happening on the social media for Azure in the last 1 month. So you can see for Azure, what's the buzz been like in the last 1 month. You can see a lot of spikes and highs and lows over the last 1 month. You can see the overall sentiment. So we do a sentiment score on a scale of minus 10 to plus 10. Plus 10 is all positive, minus 10 is all negative. 8.1 is fantastic, it's a very positive sentiment. And you can also see a set of widgets on the dashboard which give you a quick view in terms of where the conversations are happening, who are the people who are talking, most about Azure, what are the languages, top languages in which the conversations are happening, and also on a map kind of view where these conversations are happening. So just to review, what makes this really cool is that it's all these dashboards are highly interactive. So you can actually click on any of these things that you find interesting and start drilling it down and understanding what's really going on the social media. So for example, we can just take look at this peak here. There's been a big spike here. So if you want to understand what really happened on the day, if you just click on that, we drill down on that specific day, right? So this is Monday. Obviously, there's been a big announcement, looks like, on this day. So you can see there's a big spike in the morning. So this is specific time, so it translates to roughly around 7 a.m., I guess, 7:30 a.m. in the morning. So on Monday morning, first thing, there's a big announcement, looks like, that's been made. And to really, get at what the announcement that was made, you just have to look at the phrases here, and you can see that there is a Microsoft Science, Adobe, and so on. So you can really understand that most likely this has to do with the Adobe partnership announcement on Monday. So there's been a big spike in there. So I can also see that there's actually a very good positive sentiment. So there's 8.8 sentiment on that day. So obviously the announcement has been received very well. People seem to be liking that integration announcement. But if you just want to click on any of these, let's click on Adobe, and then it really shows you that that's probably had the most conversations in there. So you can also see how many posts came in that day. So there have been about 3,600 posts that came in regarding Adobe on that particular day. So with just a couple of clicks, you can actually quickly understand what are the topics that have been discussed on social media on that day, what's the overall sentiment. And you can see that when I clicked on Adobe, the sentiment went up even further. It's 9.8. So that announcement really has generated a lot of positive buzz on the social media, right? So that's with just a couple of clicks, you're able to figure out that's what's going on social media. And you can actually get down to the actual posts themselves. So this is where you can see the actual posts regarding the announcement. So you can see that a lot of people are talking about Adobe and Microsoft Partner on Azure Cloud. And there's a lot of posts from different channels on here. And if you click on any of these posts in here, you also immediately get some actions. So it's not just getting the insights, but also being able to take actions on the insights. So you can start really looking at what people are talking about and start really engaging right from here. So you can respond back to any specific post, or you can just retweet some of these posts so that you can generate more buzz on the social media. You can also just share it on your own personal channel. So if you happen to be a marketing person for Azure, you can just share it with your own followers on your own social channels by just clicking on the post link option here, and then you can share it on your channel. So very simple and easy way for you to really drill down, understand what's going on in the social media on any given day or any given week for any given topic, and start really interacting, taking action. So you can see that there's a set of actions which are the external engagement actions. So you can reply to this post, retweet, and so on. Or you can assign this to somebody in your organization so that they can further follow up on this specific tweet. You can even set a label saying that this requires a response, or this needs to be reviewed, and so on. Or even link it to CRM, and just to create a potential lead or case, you can link it. So this was a question that you were asking before. Can I see what's happening? How does the linking happen? So this is a post that was linked as a case in CRM, and you can see in CRM that data is coming in from CRM. It shows you exactly what status the case is in, and what's the priority on it, and who's the owner of it, and also, what the response is and things like that. So all these fields are actually configurable. So you can also configure to see specifically any specific information on the case here as well.
With the link to CRM, can you configure which instance?
Oh, yeah, yes, great question. So you can configure multiple instances of CRM. And you can actually, when you do the link to CRM, you can pick the specific instance that you want to connect it to. So if you happen to have one for sales and one for marketing, or one for sales and one for service, leads can go to the sales instance and cases can go to the service instance. Yeah. So that's a very quick kind of a 5-minute view on what the social engagement does, really. It's about, you know, getting a view of what's going on social media, very quickly able to understand, and a very interactive experience for you to really understand what's going on. So one other thing I want to quickly show you also is how easy it is to set up these search topics. So you can see that there are many, many topics that I've set up here. I'm following up on Azure, Cortana, HoloLens, and so on. And this could be topics that you would set up for your customers. So if your customer is somebody in the oil industry or finance industry, they would have some topics specifically related to their products or their competitors even, for that matter, or any campaign. So there's different categories by which you can have multiple search topics, and we start pulling in information for that. So just let's take a quick look at how the Azure search topic has been set up. And you can see, you know, how easy it is to do it. So there are several ways by which we can pull in information from the social media. So we have different kinds of rules here that you can use to pull information from social media. So you can set up a keywords-based search rule. So that would basically say that anytime somebody mentions a specific keyword, I want to pull that tweet or Facebook post. You can set up a Facebook page rule, which says that on this Facebook page, anytime somebody makes a comment or a post, I want to pull that in. Same goes with Twitter. On a Twitter handle, anytime somebody mentions on that Twitter account something, I want to be able to pull that in as well. So same with we have the Instagram, and then we can also pull in private messages. So if you actually give us credentials to your Twitter account, corporate Twitter account, or corporate Facebook account, we can pull in any private messages that are happening on that account as well. And then we have the custom sources rule, which is the RSS feed. So you can have your own custom RSS feeds that you can use to pull information from custom sources as well. So there's several ways to do it. For example, in this Azure's case, I have a couple of four rules here. So this is the Facebook page rule, and what I'm doing here is I'm pulling every comment and every post from the Microsoft Azure Facebook page. I have a Twitter rule, which is pulling every tweet that's being tweeted on at Azure on Twitter, right? And then I have a couple of keyword-based rules, and here you can see that I'm pulling in information from multiple sources. Any mention of MSFT Azure or MS Azure or Microsoft Azure, or any of these keywords gets mentioned, I'm pulling those posts in as well. You can also see that I have a bunch of exclusions. There's inclusions and exclusions, and these are really helpful to be able to define, you know, the scope of what you want to pull in, because Azure also happens to be a color. It also happens to be a perfume, I believe, and it also happens to be a Riviera. So there's a lot of variations to it. So if you're interested only in Microsoft Azure, you don't want any mention of, you know, Azure Ice or, you know, Azure Dior and things like that. So those are the exclusions that you can have. You can also use some inclusions if required to really fine-tune what you really want to listen to. So that's how you would set up a simple keyword-based rule, and it could be any topic of interest to you. Once you set this up, we start pulling in information from all these sources. So that's how simple the setup is. Again, you can see that in this case, I've got seven different sources that I'm listening to. So I'm listening to blogs, forums, Instagram, news, and so on, Reddit and YouTube videos, and I also have some custom sources in here that I could be listening to, and also the languages that I'm listening to. So I'm listening to a set of languages in here, and you can define up to 20 languages that we support today. So that's how you define your search rules. And once you do that, we start pulling in the information, and you can get that dashboard where you can see really what's happening on the social media around that topic and start really even engaging with customers on social media, right? So that's a very quick overview. There's definitely a lot of other features in the product. I'm not going to go over that today. Let me just focus on just one scenario that I wanted to showcase here. So let me switch back to the presentation. So what I want to demo to you is the intention analysis, the intelligence feature that we recently launched. So to showcase how this would actually work, I just have a kind of an end-to-end demo how this would be. So here we have our customer Charles, for example. He's tweeting saying that he's looking for Xbox One consoles for his team. So he's the sales manager, and as a morale event or something, he wants to buy a bunch of Xbox consoles for his team. And he's tweeting and saying that, hey, how do I get some discount, volume discounts for this for buying Xbox Ones? So when he does that and goes to Twitter and tweets that, we pull in that information into Microsoft Social Engagement. And one of the things that we do with Azure ML, we do the intent detection. So we detect the intent in this post saying that, hey, somebody's looking to buy something. So we automatically put a purchase intent on that. And then you're able to see, as a community manager, you're able to see that the post has come in with that specific intent. And then we can also have automation rules where we can define filters saying that anytime somebody posts something around Azure or Xbox One with a purchase intent, automatically go ahead and create a lead in CRM. So you can actually do that where it automatically creates a lead in Dynamics CRM so that Nancy in the sales department can actually pick it up as a lead and then follow up directly with Charles and say, hey, we've seen you're interested in buying Xbox consoles in volume, so you know, let me help you with that. So you can actually do that kind of a flow in here and all you know, through internet analysis, intelligence, and very, very you know, automated fashion. There's also a way for we, for Tara, who's the community manager, to actually start giving feedback into the system as well. So as she comes across posts that have been tagged as purchase intent, if she comes across any posts that are actually don't have any purchase intent, she can remove the tag, and there's learning that happens. We start learning that, okay, going forward, these kinds of posts actually are should not be considered as purchase intent, right? So that's the kind of learning that it can do, and it can get better and better over time. The other thing also you can do is you can automate, define an automation rule to automatically stream that kind of post directly to event hubs. So we can actually send it to the Azure Event Hub. And from there, you can use Azure Stream Analytics and combine that with data from different sources, from any other sources, maybe from your marketing database or from your marketing application. You can bring in that information, combine that with the tweet, and maybe you already have Charles as one of your key account holders, and then you can combine that, you can match that, and you can have some really you know cool scenarios that you can build off of that. So here, for example, we've done a scenario where this information goes into Event Hubs, and then we can actually send it into Power BI, where we can combine this social data with data from other sources, and then create a dashboard which you know combines these two information to provide some kind of a high-level reporting for what's really happening around you know this specific scenario for somebody who's in the exec level here, for example, right? So they can get some insights into you know what's really going on. Get insights which also include social data. So that's the kind of, you know, a quick view in terms of how we can actually leverage intelligence and automation to drive an end-to-end kind of scenario where you can bring in social media and generate leads and also provide, you know, deep insights and deep reports. So let's see how this actually works in the product. So coming back here, so I have, for example, on Twitter, here's my Charles account, and I just actually tweeted a few minutes ago, right before this presentation. So he's tweeting saying that I need to buy Xbox consoles. So when I actually go in to social engagement, I can start, you know, with say looking at Xbox. So I pick the Xbox search topic in here, and I can see that for last week I've got about 4,300 posts. That's a lot of posts to go through. But let's just take a look at how many posts have come in today. So today, so far, about 41 posts have come in. And if I go to the conversations view here, I can see that out of the 41 posts, there's just one post with the purchase intent. But if you actually you know have a lot more posts, you can see in the intentions widget door there, it actually breaks it down by how many posts actually have a support intent versus a complaint versus a purchase. So in this case, only one has purchase intent. On the other hand, if you just look at, for example, last week, you'd see that there's out of the 4,300 posts, we actually kind of, you know, boiled it down to just 226 posts that actually have some intent on it. So and that's how, you know, you kind of cut through the noise and really get down to what you really want to be focusing on. So out of the 4,300 posts, you can really start focusing on those 226 posts first, take a look at those, and then, you know, see which of them are important to you and take action on them, right? So that's how you would use this intent analysis to really, you know, get down to the posts that are important to you. So let's just go back to today. And when I click on this one single purchase post that come in, and if I go to the post, and that's where we have the post from Charles that has come in, it's been automatically tagged as a purchase intent. So see that it's got a purchase intent tag on it. And then the check mark and the cross is where how you actually give feedback to the system. That is how you tell the system that, well, actually, this is not a purchase or this is a purchase. So in this case, I can give positive feedback saying that, yes, this is indeed a purchase intent. So I can actually go ahead and say, yes, mark it as a purchase intent. So that now tells me that it's been manually, this particular tweet has been manually, you know, confirmed as a purchase intent. So that reinforces the machine learning model to, you know, do more of these kinds of posts as purchase. So it starts learning from it. On the other hand, if you actually took it out, it starts learning from it again, saying that these kinds of posts probably don't, you know, have less probability for being a purchase intent. So that's how you train the model. So once you start, you know, doing it for about 20, 30 posts like this, the model starts adapting to it quickly, right? So it doesn't take much time for you to really train the model.
Process
Yes, I mean, so I mean, I talk about how do we automate this so that it automatically goes to some system. Yes, I'll come to that in a moment. So what I'm showing you right now is just the manual part of it. Of course, you know, you don't expect to be able to scale with having somebody go in and do this, you know, with for every post that comes in. You can actually do the full automation for it. So I'll just come to that in a moment. So there you have it. So I think once you have the intent there, you can confirm that. You can also add additional tags. So maybe this one has a tag of, say, since it's a volume purchase, I want to start, you know, tagging it as a volume licensing. So I want to say this is actually a volume licensing related purchase. So I want to put a VL tag on it. So you can add some additional tags on there. And what you can do eventually is that you can start training the system, saying that you know, posts like this start automatically tagging them with VL. So next time a post comes in that's got like this bulk buying kind of a intent in it, it automatically tags that with VL as well. So you can really create your own tags, your own custom tags, and you can have the system learn from it. So there you have it. So once you do that, you can go ahead and, you know, link it into CRM. So you can send it to CRM as a lead or a case. So and from there the salesperson can actually take this over. So obviously I've shown you how the manual part of it is done, but for the automation part of it, we have the automated feature where you can set rules, and so here we have the automation rules. You can define rules here, saying that if a post comes in with a specific intent or matches a specific set of filters, automatically link that to CRM, or automatically send that to take some action on it. So here we have a set of automation rules. For example, I have Xbox leads here, and what this does is, for the search topic Xbox. Right here, so I pick this specific search topic, and then I have a filter here which says, anytime a post regarding Xbox comes in that has a purchase intent, right? That has a purchase intent, go ahead and take these actions on it. So I have these actions here, which is go ahead and link it as a lead to CRM. So I'm saying that, you know, go and link it. So here is where you can actually pick the specific instance. You had asked the question, can I actually send it to different instances? So I have multiple instances of CRM. So I can actually pick the specific instance of CRM and say that send it to this CRM instance, send it as a lead or an opportunity or case. You can pick the specific entity you want to send it as. And you can add some notes in as well. So I've just added a note in here saying this is an auto-generated lead. So by just create a simple set of filters, you can automate this whole process. So what happens now is every time a post comes in and it meets those filter criteria, we automatically generate a lead in CRM. Right? You can also stream it to Event Hub. So there's another action that we can take here is anytime this post comes in, send it over to Event Hub. So here, I just pick a specific Event Hub here. And for those of you not familiar with Azure Event Hubs, it's a Azure service that basically, you know, allows you to ingest data at a very high volume. It's actually built for an IoT kind of scenario where you have a lot of data coming in from these devices and being able to consume that high volume of data in real time and being able to process that. That's what the platform is for. And social is a great example where you can get real-time social data, and we enable that same, we leverage the same service to be able to send real-time social information to the event hubs. And what you can do is once the events start coming into the event hub, you can build event listeners on Azure using Stream Analytics or using your own application technologies. You can build on top of that and, you know, use that information that's coming in from social media to embed that data in any application that you need. So you can start really working with this post and, you know, really start building custom applications. So that's another example of how action of how you can set up an automation rule and send the data as it is coming from social media in near real time to social to event hubs as well. You can also have some additional actions in here, like assigning it to. So you can say that anytime a very high influencer for Xbox says something very negative, I want it to be assigned to this person immediately so that they can take a look at it and start, you know, responding back to that. So you can really define a lot of kind of rules in here based on different filter sets and take different kinds of actions. So you can also set a label here, for example. So you can set a label saying that every time that comes in, I want somebody to review this. Response required. So whenever a post comes in that meets a certain requirement, I want to set a label on saying that this requires a response, somebody needs to look into it. So that's how you can automate to have different set of kind of actions and, you know, really have an, without even have, don't even need to have a manual touch, right? So you can, as the posts are coming in, they're automatically being routed and sent to different places. So that's the automation rules part of it. So once you actually stream it to Event Hubs, what happens is, let me just show you how the event hubs would look as well. So this is, we are in Azure, and here you can actually write a simple stream analytics job, which would take these events that are coming into the event hub and really, you know, send it to anywhere, any place that you want, really for processing. So a very simple Stream Analytics job that I have, as an input, I take data coming in from the Event Hub 1, right? And I have a little query here which actually transforms the data. So all it's really doing here is I have a very simple query which is just counting the number of posts that are coming in every 30 seconds. But you can really write a lot of complex queries in here. There's a full JSON format for the post, and we have a lot of information in here, including sentiment, intention tags, who it is coming from, what is their influencer score. So there's a lot of enriched data around the social post that comes into this Event Hub, and you can really write some complex queries in here to, you know, use that information to drive any kind of scenario. So in this case, I'm just, you know, doing a simple count, and then I'm outputting this information to Power BI. So I have a output that's going to a Power BI instance, and the data starts getting into stream to Power BI. Now I can go into Power BI and actually see how this would look like. So I have a little dashboard that I built, which actually is using weather data and using the data from social, the intent data, and trying to do some kind of correlation there, right? So I'm trying to see if there's some kind of a correlation between purchase intent and the cloudy weather, right? So if it's cloudy, do people try to buy more or less? So some fun thing like that. So you can actually see that if I look at the purchase intent, there seems to be some kind of correlation there. So versus support, not so much. So there's a lot of correlation between count of sunny versus count of cloudy. So again, the idea here is that you can bring in data from different sources and bring in data from social, and you can try to put them together to gather really some insights in terms of, you know, when certain events happen, how does it correlate to social data? So, or you can even look at your campaign effectiveness. So if you have a marketing database where you have some campaign information, you can bring that information. You can bring social data related to that information into Power BI, and you can build some really, you know, cool dashboards where you can correlate that and really look at, you know, what's really, you know, is there any correlation here? Is something going on here, right? So that's another, you know, example of how you can actually take the social data from MSE and use it in other applications as well. I mean, Power BI is just one example, but you can really send this out to any application. So that's the quick, you know, demo in terms of the intelligence and automation piece of it. So any questions at this time? Anything else that you would like me to show in the product? Yes.
Just a question. You mentioned the support dependencies.
Right.
Yeah,
it's in the product as well. It's also on our help content website, so you can also look it up. Social engagement, you know, if you look at the help website, I have some resources right at the back of the deck. You can go to one of the resources and look at it. But just quickly show you in the product itself, it's pretty straightforward actually. So if you go to settings and if you go to global settings, here is where you can look at the search languages. So these are all the languages that we currently support. So. Yeah, we've recently added the East European languages as well, Slovenian and Serbian.
Yeah.
All right. Sure, no problem. Okay, so that's the quick, you know, view in terms of the different feature sets that we have around intelligence and automation in the product. So again, a quick wrap, we have the analytics. We've seen how you can actually use the dashboard to really understand what's going on the social media. You can use our intention analysis to really, you know, drill down and get, you know, filter out the noise and get down to the posts that actually matter to you. And you can also do automation rules to automate the whole end-to-end without needing manual touch to push posts that meet certain filter criteria to any specific application, to CRM or Event Hubs or, you know, anywhere you'd like to. So that's the intelligence and automation piece. So let me get back to the slides in here and talk about the roadmap. So in terms of where we are going with the product, again, I want to frame it in terms of those four pillars that I've talked about for intelligence and automation and so on. So the next set of things that we are doing is around intelligence and automation is around author tags. So this is where we're adding the ability to tag authors. We have already the ability to tag posts. We're also going to be adding the ability to add tags to authors so that you can identify, you know, the most important people. Here is an influencer, here is a partner, here is a customer. So you can have those tags on the authors themselves so that you can identify, show me all the recent posts from my top influencers, or show me the posts from the top, my partners. So you can do those kinds of filtering as well. Then we have the Tags quality. So this is something that we're going to be adding, where you can see what kind of quality you can expect for some of the custom tags that you define. So again, for the machine learning, the more data you provide to it, the better it learns from it. So if you have not tagged enough posts with a given tag, the accuracy is not going to be that high. So to get an assessment of what kind of quality you can expect for a given tag, we're going to add some widgets in here which can tell you that, hey, you don't have enough posts tagged with this custom tag. Please tag some more posts so that you can get better quality. Right, so we're going to add that as well. And then we're going to have the automation rules statistics as well. So this is where, for the automation part, we're providing some kind of reporting which tells you how many posts have been linked to CRM, how many posts have been sent to Event Hub, so that you can monitor as to what kind of volumes you're seeing and what kind of volume is being sent generated from the social media as well. And then we're going to be adding a new intelligence feature, and I'll talk about that in a moment in a little bit detail, about providing recommendations. So this is where we want to take it to the next level again, where as the posts are coming in, based on your interests, based on the topics that you're interested in, we can give you some recommendations saying that here are some posts that you might be interested in based on the your interests. So start giving you some kind of a daily newsfeed kind of thing, where you can really see what's going on with your competitors or what's going on with your customers or any key accounts that you're following. So any topics that you're interested in, get a set of recommended posts from the social media. Here are the trending posts today. Here are the trending topics today. So get those kinds of information as well. So we're going to be building that too as part of the intelligence story. And then on the omnichannel immersive, one of the big features that we're working right now is on the social selling app. So this is where the recommendations is going to be coming in. So we're going to have an application embedded within the CRM mobile client. So it's going to be a mobile app where you can actually get recommendations in terms of what are the content that you could be sharing on the social media, or what are the things that your competitor just announced, so that you're aware of what's going on in the market as well. So those are the kinds of things that we'll enable with social selling app. Again, the idea is to empower salespeople to sell more using social media. I'll talk in a little bit more detail on that one. And then we're also adding the conversations. I mentioned this a couple of times. We're adding conversations capability so that you can see the full conversation for any tweet. So any tweet or any Facebook post, if there are some subsequent conversations that have happened on that, you can see that. And I think there was a question around, does the additional tweets and conversation that come in on a conversation, do they get automatically attached to a lead or a case that I've created before? This is where we would actually enable that, so that as the new tweets are coming in, under the same conversations, you're able to see that as part of your case too. So we want to enable this conversations view and make this available so that you always have the up-to-date information, right? If somebody's asking for help, and by the time it gets to you, if somebody else has already answered that question, you want to know about that. So this conversation view kind of helps you with that, to see what's where the latest state of the conversation is. And then we're adding some additional channels as well. So I mentioned Reddit. It's already in there in the demo you've already seen. We're going to be adding Discuss and LinkedIn as well. And then the other thing that we're going to be working on is social care. So we'll have the social selling application. We also want to create an experience for social care, for service folks from within CRM as well. So there's another immersive experience that we're going to enable for the service representatives using social media. So those are some of the upcoming features. And then we have on the access side, we have, oh, there you go. We're going to have a managed trial. So for some of you who may have used CRM, we have a public trial for CRM. We don't have a public trial for social engagement, but we are going to be adding managed trials where you don't have to go through a Microsoft person to get a MSC trial yourself. So you will be able to actually go to a public website and request a trial for Microsoft social engagement. And depending on our capacity, depending on how much backlog we have, we'll get back to you and give you your own instance to work with. So again, we're going to start enable people to get a free 30-day trial so that you can start working with social engagement yourself. Again, on the languages, we're adding more languages. You've already seen some of the East European languages show up. On the user interface, we're going to be adding Japanese and Chinese as well. And again, this is something that's going to be an ongoing thing. We're going to keep on adding more and more languages as we go along. And then finally, on the licensing, we're going to be rebranding to Dynamics 365. I think the announcement is already made. So as part of Dynamics 365, there'll be more ways by which customers will be able to get social engagement. In fact, we're going to have the whole social engagement functionality available to all our Dynamics 365 customers. So that's, again, increasing the access, increasing the footprint, increasing the ability for our customers to easily get their hands on social engagement. And then finally, On the One Microsoft side, we're going to be working on Power BI. What you've seen right now is being able to build your own Power BI dashboards using the Azure Event Hubs. But we're also working on having a first-party content pack on Power BI so that you can just install the content pack and get going on Power BI with social engagement as well. So we're going to be looking at doing multiple content packs for different scenarios, and that's going to be coming in as well. And then, of course, we have the CRM mobile client application for social selling, which is where I'm going to spend the next 5-10 minutes on, which is going to be one of the larger features that we're going to be working on. So jumping into social selling, so this is one of the major intelligence features that we're going to be adding in the next coming months. We're already working on this right now. And what we really want to do here is start helping people get into social, use social media to start doing social selling. So just to give you some statistics in terms of what is social selling, if you look at the numbers from some of the analysts, you'll find that about 75% of the buyers today, they actually are influenced by social media. So even B2B buyers, before they actually do the purchase process itself is changing a lot. There's a lot more upfront information gathering that is happening now before even the first contact with the salesperson is made. So a lot of this information gathering is happening, as we find out, from social media. So even as a B2B buyer, if you're trying to look at buying a certain product or service from one of some other company, before you even approach the company, you actually start doing some research, and you do it by looking at their Twitter page or Facebook page, and in terms of what information they're sharing and so on. So it's a lot of this research is happening on the social media. So it's important as a salesperson for you to really be seen, to be engaged on social media, to be actually putting out information regarding your products and services on the social media. So what we also find is that salespeople who actually use social media on a day-to-day basis, they actually do a lot better in terms of meeting their quota, being seen as an expert, and being approached by some of these B2B purchase decision makers as well. And one of the startling facts also is that most companies don't have any social media strategy. So that represents a great opportunity for us in terms of being able to talk to these customers and being able to really start installing a social media strategy for their sales organization. So in terms of how do we actually approach this, how do we define in social engagement, we start with defining the social selling itself, and there it goes. So how we define this is to empower salespeople to sell more by leveraging social media. So what we mean by that is we want to enable salespeople gain trust. So we want to provide a tool that enables them to gain trust on social media. And how do you gain trust? By being seen as a domain expert, by being seen as a product expert. Now, how do you do that? You do this by sharing knowledge and by participating on social conversations around your products and your topics. So this is where our recommendation model would come in, where we would actually help you share information on the social media. Growing your network, that's very, very important for salespeople. You want to have wide network. You want to get to the purchase decision makers very fast, being able to find out how you're connected to that purchase decision maker. So again, giving recommendations in terms of, hey, here are some folks on social media that you can connect to, right? These are people who are talking about your products and your brands, and maybe you want to connect to these folks, right? So increase the network of your salespeople and get connected. So this is another way by which you stay on top of the developments around your customers, your competitors, and so on. One of the things that social selling is not is enabling you to sell directly on Twitter or replacing your traditional process. This is in addition to your existing sales process, so you do want to continue to use your CRM processes, but use social media in addition to that. So that's how we define social selling, and how we approach this is by providing personalized smart recommendations. So personalized is very, very important here. So we want to make it personalized to every salesperson, because every salesperson has got a specific domain or a specific product that they work with, and we want to make it very personalized for them. So some of the key principles that we're applying as we're building these applications, we want it to be a mobile-first experience. So this application is going to be on our CRM mobile client application. So salespeople who use our CRM application on their mobile would also get this application to use from within their mobile. It's going to be very, very simple to use. We are targeting a very simple, very low configuration scenario where it's very easy to set up and very easy to get going. And then we want it to be very relevant. So this is where, again, we are bringing in some of the machine learning techniques to provide you recommendations and also learn from your preferences. So as a salesperson, you can start giving feedback to the system saying that this particular thing is not very interesting to me, or this is very interesting to me. If you start giving that feedback, we can serve up more and more of that kind of information to you. So we actually can increase relevancy over time and be very adaptive. And then we also want it to be gamified. We want to basically make sure that there's some targets that you can set for your salespeople, you know, in terms of how many shares they can do, and also have some kind of leaderboards, for example, in terms of who's sharing a lot of content on the social media. So drive some more adoption and growth for this application. So those are some of the principles that we're applying on how we are building this app. So in terms of the app itself, let me just walk you through some screenshots on how this would look. So this is how it would look on a tablet. So you would actually log into your CRM mobile application. One of the things that you'd see is that you'll see a social selling app right within there. On a mobile smartphone, you'd actually see that whole thing taking a full screen. But you know, you'd see a set of recommendations coming in from social media and also providing you some hints on how you can personalize this application. So once you start, you know, getting on your tablet, you would actually get something like this, which would say, you know, every morning, every day when you log into your application, you'd see here are some, you know, trending topics. Here are some topics that you can actually share. So very simple options, very simple use. If you like it, you can go ahead and share it on your own network. If you don't like it, you can just click on not interested, and our algorithm starts learning from it and starts, you know, getting better over time. So you can also copy the link and share the link to this post via email or via other mechanisms. So a very simple, easy interface for you to get your kind of a daily digest, daily news feed in terms of these are the things that are happening on social media, and you can start sharing content around this. And all this can be highly customized. It can be specifically for your topics, for your products or brands that you're working with as a salesperson. You can personalize it to that so that, you know, it's very relevant information for you. So here you have, you know, if you click on any of the posts, you can get the full post. You can look at the full post of it, and then you can go ahead and click it. You know, copy the link to it. You can get it to the clipboard and send it through an email, or you can, you know, use whatever you want to do with that link. You can also click on share, and you have within the application itself quickly being able to share on your own networks. So any corporate announcement, for example, Azure announced the Adobe partnership. So if you're a salesperson for Azure, maybe you want to share that with your network. And you would actually see that news item show up right here within your application, and very quickly you can share it on the social media. And that's how you can start, you know, increasing your presence, increasing your visibility on the social media. Right, so very simple to go ahead and share it with your social profiles, and very simple and easy to use to start, you know, really getting your salespeople on the social media. So that's the quick view of social media. Setting up is pretty easy in terms of personalizing. So all you really do is two-part setup. You define what is the content you want to share. So when you go into share content, you can pick from existing set of search topics, or you can pick from a new set of search topics. You can search for them. So if you're interested in, say, Azure or Microsoft here, you can just search for show me the topics related to Microsoft. And when you search on them, it'll show you all the available topics for Microsoft, and you would select those, and you know, you would start getting recommendations for those topics. It is the topics set up at the organization level, right? So it's all the topics that are there in my social engagement solution, and you can search through those, and then you can pick the ones that are relevant to you, right? And then you can pick those and work with those. So that's the search topics. We're also going to be looking at how do we enable you to create your own custom topics if required, so that if there are any topics that your organization hasn't set up for you, you should be able to quickly set it up yourself for that. So that's going to be something that we'll be looking at as well. But to start with, you know, you can start with the topics that your organization has already set up for you and get going right away from there. So that's a very simple way for you to share content, pick the topics that you want to get recommendations for, and we'll start giving you recommendations for that content. And you can set up your own personal social profile. So each salesperson can say, I want to add my own profiles, and you can go ahead and add your profiles, and you know, just set up your own Facebook and Twitter profiles. So once you do this, next time you get a recommendation, you click on the share button, and you can share it on your own Facebook and your own Twitter profiles, anything that's happening around your products, your company. So that way, you start building your own brand on social media, so to speak, right? So you start really becoming visible, and you can start, you know, being seen as somebody who's who knows your products very well, who's very visible on social media, and being able to be the person that, you know, people would like to contact to get more information as well. Right, so that's how you start, you know, really empowering salespeople to sell more on social media. So that's the social selling app in a nutshell in terms of what's coming up. One of the big features that we're working on right now, providing more on intelligence and automation as well. With that, that's a quick run of the roadmap in terms of where we are going, adding a lot more of the intelligence and automation features and also access and immersive experiences. That's all coming up in the future. Let me just quickly touch upon the customers, where we stand right now. This is one of the customers that I've talked about. Rigi is a company in Switzerland, in Lucerne, and they run the tourism there in terms of all the railways that take you to on top of the mountain. They actually recently adopted social engagement to understand what people, the tourists who are coming in, what are they saying about the services, what are the things that they like, what are the things that they don't like. They're leveraging social media to understand their tourism population better and really get analytics on that. We have a customer story and video links in there. They're in the slides. If you're interested, go ahead and take a look at those and get more information as well. Then I talked about the managed trial. I have embedded the link in there as well. Those of you who are interested in getting a MSC trial for yourself, please go ahead and submit a request, and we will hopefully be able to get back to you very quickly and get you your own solution that you can play with. Just in closing, just want to touch upon what are the key things that make us unique or the things that why you would want to consider social engagement. As I mentioned, democratized social is very, very important to us. This is where we think about social for everyone, which means for us that we want social data to be available to every person in your organization who's on the front lines of your organization talking to your customers. Be it sales, marketing, or service, we want this data to be available. We're making a lot of investment in integrating deeply into CRM, integrating deeply into many, many products within Microsoft as well. Then the One Microsoft, where we are leveraging a lot of our own internal assets. We're heavily leveraging Azure technologies and Azure machine learning, building a lot of intelligence and AI into our social tools. You've seen that in the sentiment, you've seen that in intention analysis, and now we're going to be bringing in the recommendations as well. We're also going to be looking at different kinds of capabilities like anomaly detection as well, where we can start automatically detecting events before they even happen, right? Start recognizing content that might actually go viral. We'll be looking at those kinds of capabilities as well. A lot of intelligence coming in as well. Then, of course, the integration is very, very key for us. You'll see that we are very deeply integrated, and going forward, we're going to continue to do that. You'll start seeing a lot of the social capabilities surfacing in a variety of Microsoft products. You'll see it in Power BI, you'll see it in CRM, and we're going to be looking at how we can do this maybe in an office as well. We're going to look at different places where we can really surface social intelligence. That's a quick recap of why social engagement. Closing out on these resources, I'll again post this deck. It's available on the Ignite Share, so you can please use this deck to review all the resources. There is plenty of resources, a lot of videos as well for you to look at for some of the features. If you want pricing information or some of the blog posts, some important links are posted there, so please do take a look at those resources. With that, come to the end of the presentation here. Hopefully that has given you a quick view in terms of the capabilities of the product, what it can do, what are some of the recent features that we have launched, and our vision in terms of where we want to go with the product. A lot of emphasis on intelligence, a lot of emphasis on immersive, a lot of emphasis on integration, and that's where we see the product evolving over the coming years. With that, if you have any further questions, I'm happy to take them. Otherwise, you can just come over. Yeah, go ahead.
I've got a quick question.
Sure. Sure.
In this tool?
Yeah. I think that's a great question, actually. We have two ways to do the information to the surface for the salespeople. One way is the recommendation model, where we have an algorithmic back-end, the machine learning way to do it, where the posts automatically get pushed to the salespeople. The second way is what we call as a curated post kind of thing. Your marketing department can actually start tagging some specific posts to be pushed to your sales force. When they're making a big splash announcement, marketing department, they can actually put the tweet out or the Facebook post out on the social media, and then put a little tag on that saying that, "I want this to actually go to all our salespeople as well." When they do that automatically surfaces up in the social selling application for all the salespeople, and they can start sharing it on their social network. That way, you can really achieve a lot of amplification. You can now enable your salespeople to treat this content that's coming as a first-party content specifically, because your organization is kind of pushing it down right? So you can get that into your social selling application and have your salespeople, you know, share that information across their network. So there are both ways you can, by which you can do it. So you not only get your personal recommendations, but you also get content that's coming from your corporate as well, right? So that way you can really get your message out there from a marketing perspective. Yeah, great question. Great, so yeah. I mean, we have some integration. For example, Real Madrid was an example where we actually integrated social engagement information with the contact information in CRM, where we actually leveraged the social information to enrich the contact information in CRM. So in Real Madrid's case, CRM was the contact master. That's where they kept the contact repository. But you can think of any other system which is your contact repository, and you can use the same mechanism by which you can enrich your contact database. So the way they do it is, like I said, you know, they have a lot of the segmentation information attributes on the different contacts, and as the social information comes in, they're actually using that information to correlate based on the Twitter handle, match the Twitter handles to the contact, and then I know it's the same person, and then I look at what are the things that they talk about on the social media, and based on that, I can start tagging this person as somebody who's a fan of a specific player, or as a following a specific soccer match. I can do all that. So all that enrichment is done. So you can definitely take this information, take it to event hubs, write your own algorithm or whatever logic you want to do for matching with your contact database, and populate all the different fields or properties on your contact based on the social information that you get. So that's exactly the use case that we have at Real Madrid.
So that would be kind of outbound contact list for contact center.
Right. Exactly, yeah. You can do that. You can exactly do those kinds of scenarios. Yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Perfect. So thanks a lot again for coming in, and hope you had a good view of this session. So if there's any further questions, I'm happy to answer them. And if not, have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you.